The Louisiana coast continues to brace for the approaching massive oil spill from the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. The Gulf's mile-deep spewing well, 50 miles southeast of New Orleans, is still pushing crude towards the shores. Weather conditions and thousands of feet of booms have delayed a greater volume of oil washing ashore. The type of crude escaping into the Gulf will factor into what environmental damage may result. Dr. Kevin Baer, head of toxicology at the University of Louisiana Monroe, says the early effect would be an impact on Louisiana wetlands.
This oil coming in, it was described to me as being really thick, very sticky, and we have a lot of the grass, the marsh grass, Aspartina cord grass, that basically is going to act like a sponge and soak it in. It's going to be very difficult to remediate or to decrease the concentrations if it really comes in like they're expecting it to.
This spill may already be claiming some marine and wildlife. On an island at the southern end of the Mississippi River, officials have found a number of dead sea turtles and jellyfish along its coast. The head of the National Wildlife Federation, Larry Schweiger, is investigating.
Of course, that can happen during times of high storms and high tides and that sort of thing. But I think it's above the normal. This could be, you know, one of the early warning signals that we're having a very negative impact on fish and on other species of wildlife.
Baer says there's greater concern with such an event occurring at this particular time.
This is the time of the season where we're going to have reproduction of shrimp and birds and just a variety of life. The wetlands are basically a nursery.
Wetlands expert and KEDM contributor Kelby Uchley was asked to assist in preservation efforts by the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries as a liaison officer. He is currently stationed at the Delta National Wildlife Refuge in Venice, Louisiana.
Our main concern is Breton Island, where there is a colony of 1,300 brown pelicans nesting. There's also about 200 nests of royal sandwich terns there, and there will be more in the future. And that is our biggest resource concern right now because they're at a very vulnerable stage.
He says officials were pleased with what they saw after traveling to the nesting site on Tuesday.
Everything is good. The rookery is vibrant. It's everything looks spectacular.
As workers try to contain and remove the oil with dispersants, Baer says another potential hazard is created.
These are oil-based solvents. They are very toxic. Now, again, they're meant to dissolve the heavier oils and increase the evaporation rate. So you're looking at one environmental compartment, the water, and you're moving this to another environmental compartment, the atmosphere. That may cause human health problems in terms of pulmonary, respiratory problems, not only in the workers, but some of the residents.
A number of people along Louisiana's southeastern coast have complained about the smell of oil in the air. State Public Health Officer Dr. Jimmy Guidry says it's a very real concern that officials are closely monitoring.
EPA and DEQ are doing air monitoring, and that's not been detected. And if we find that there's something in the air that is worse than just this odor, then we're certainly going to let the public know what they need to do.
Uchley says it's an extraordinary effort being put forth in containing the spill.
In terms of the human resources and the materials, I don't know what else could be done at this point. I mean, this is it's a massive response to this thing. In my opinion, there's nothing else that can be done on the coastline if and until there are direct impacts.
Should the coast be hit by the oil spill, Baer says those who may want to volunteer to assist the cleanup need to keep several things in mind.
I know a lot of people are eager to volunteer. First of all, there is some volunteer information on the ULM website, and that's excellent. I want to caution people, if you want to be on the front lines, you're going to need training and you're going to need protective equipment because, again, you know, this is a toxic environment. Not only concerned about the stuff getting on your body, but again, the inhalation through the evaporation of some of the more volatile hydrocarbons.
BP PLC, who owns the sunken drilling rig Deepwater Horizon that suffered an explosion leading to the underwater leak at the well site, has a containment plan that is currently underway. Baer says it's difficult at this point to know what the full impact will be of the oil that floats in the Gulf.
It's hard to tell the extent and then how quickly it will dissipate. It's just hard to tell at this point in time. We have to hope for the best, but expect the worst.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.